I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has condemned the use of chemical weapons and appealed for peace in Syria following reports of a chemical attack on the eastern suburbs of Damascus that reportedly left 40 people dead. The Pope was speaking yesterday in St. Peter's Square, one day before the UN Security Council meets at an emergency session. The area in East Damascus marks the last foothold of the Syrian opposition. President Trump has condemned Iran and Russia's role in supporting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, saying there would be a big price to pay for the attack. Vatican police have arrested a former staff member at the Vatican Nunciature in Washington on charges related to the possession and distribution of child pornography. The Vatican said Monsignor Carlo Alberto Capella was taken into custody by Vatican police at the request of Vatican City-State's promoter of justice. The Italian Monsignor was recalled to the Vatican after the US State Department notified the Holy See in August of his possible violation of laws relating to child pornography images. Facebook leader Mark Zuckerberg is meeting with some US lawmakers today, one day before he's due to appear before congressional hearings over a political consultancy firm's use of consumer data. Tuesday, Zuckerberg is due to appear before a joint hearing of the Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees, and then the House Energy and Commerce Committee on Wednesday. Pope Francis' new apostolic exhortation is being released today. Entitled Rejoice and Be Glad, it focuses on the call to holiness in the modern world. It follows the Pope's two previous exhortations, which include Evangelii Gaudium, or the joy of the gospel, and Amoris Laetitia, or the joy of love. An apostolic exhortation is considered the second highest form of papal teaching after an encyclical letter. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.